Spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state, this is the All Arizona Daily Download. Nothing but Arizona news stories on the Gatos and Chad Show. Number 3.
The COVID vaccine may ring your doorbell.
All right, so here's what that kind of means. CVS says they want to contact Americans who are living and Arizonans who are living in underserved communities to help them schedule a vaccine. So does that mean they're going to come to your house and ring your doorbell? Maybe not, but you might get a phone call, an email, or a text message. So CVS, the drugstore chain, said it's going to do that. It's going to call or email and see if they can help you sign up. So this is like, listen, you don't have to go on a website and try and figure it out yourself. CVS says, we've got the shots, we've got the vaccines, we're going to call people who really need it, and we're going to get them enrolled, and that's how we're going to help. Pretty good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Technology's great. For those of you guys who don't keep score, technology's amazing, and to show you how bad that we can fail at technology, we've failed across the board in a lot of ways over the last few days, from Texas to websites across the country, including here at times. So I guess we're going to have to go to where they are rather than coming, because they don't know how to get there because it's confusing or it's annoying or it's just easier. We'll just bring it to you. We're just going to go to a park. Everybody show up.
Maybe. I don't know.
At that point, we're having a picnic. And if you want one of these, great. If not, have a pumpkin pie.
It's to the point where, okay, I'll give you a couple of examples. If you're in Arizona and you're elderly, A lot of them can't figure out the website, okay? If you are here in Arizona...
People who aren't elderly had trouble figuring out the website.
I'm getting there, believe me. People in Arizona who don't speak English couldn't use the website for, what, the first couple months?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in Spanish as well.
Nobody thought about that? That's
nobody
my favorite.
Did. Look,
did we have people who speak a different language?
It happens, you know what I mean? So, you know, I wonder if this is going to be more for people in a rural area, if it's going to be, there's a zip code in Arizona that no one's getting the shot.
Yeah.
And CVS is going to go out to, they're going to call people in that zip code and say, how can we get you the shot? Let me give you a location right down the street from you. Let me give you an appointment and let's get it going.
Yeah.
I think you need that.
I do too. So, look. We've got to start figuring out, because there's a lot of people out there, too, that are worried, besides whether or not they can even access. Some people just don't feel comfortable about the current system and the way that things are going. I think they're going to feel more comfortable with this as well.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number 2.
Taunted in a food line.
Yeah, this guy's a Richard.
He looked at my son and told him that his parents were pathetic and couldn't afford to feed him. And at that point, all my manners went out the window.
And as they should. Ryan Bryson, I think his name is, which you're an adult. You should have a name, Ryan. But he yelled at people standing in line, waiting to get help with food. It's a tough time for a lot of people right now.
Get a job! Then why are you waiting in line for free food?
Okay, so who's the guy that yelled? What's his
Ryan.
Name? Ryan Bryson.
Yeah.
Let's say his name over and over again.
Ryan Bryson.
Ryan Bryson. Oh, aren't you a real catch? So one of the things that we've been talking about for the many months is that people are hurting and they cannot afford food. And you have a lowlife like Ryan Bryson, who stops his truck and says, yeah, I see some people. Oh, there's a family. Oh, and there's some kids in there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell that child who I see in the car what kind of a loser your parents are. Let me tell you something, Ryan. You are as big a loser as I've ever seen
in
my life.
The guy was spectacular. By the way, a lot of those people that are in line, they have jobs.
Yes, they do.
Their jobs have been cut down to virtually nothing, or their businesses are struggling to the point where they can't keep their lights on at home, but they're doing everything to keep their business alive. People in life sometimes need help, but there's a difference between a handout and a hand up. Mm. A lot of these people need a hand up, and that's what it is. It's about bridging the gap. Hopefully, you'll never be there, sir, but one day you may be there, and you'll say to yourself, in maybe retrospect, with some epiphany, oh my God, was I a Richard?
Well, Ryan Bryson thinks he's got a loud voice. Ryan, I think I've got a little bit louder voice and actually a little bit more people listening. So I'll say this. You're the owner of Highside Electric in Buckeye. If you live in Buckeye, don't use them. Don't use them. Don't hire them. Don't use his business.
Look at that.
Seriously. Seriously. You don't want a guy like that coming out to your house.
No.
So, Brian Bryson, owner of Highside Electric in Buckeye, if you're out there, don't use them.
Use Parker and Sons, guys. They'll come right out there. Three-time winner of the Better Business Ethics Award. Just letting you guys know. Plumbing Electrical.
I don't care who you use. I just wouldn't use this guy from Highside Electric in Buckeye.
Use Broomhead, by the way. He's also very loud, yeah. And he is an electrician.
So if you think your voice is loud, I think ours is just a little bit more loud, and it was a pleasure to say that your name is Ryan Bryson, and you're the owner of Highside Electric in Buckeye, and people shouldn't use your business.
And by the way, I'd rather go in the dark than use him.
Oh, I like that.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Number one.
Arizona man really hates his job.
So, look, two ladies dressed up today to try to get the vaccine. And they got the vaccine dresses, old ladies. The second time they got shot down. I commend them for the effort there because it's an A forever. But this guy wins all things. Oh, my Lord.
Arizona police say a man who claimed he had been kidnapped later confessed during an interview that he made it all up to avoid work. The Casa Grande Dispatch reported Wednesday that Brandon Solis from Coolidge, Arizona, told police that two masked men had kidnapped him, knocked him unconscious, and then left him where he was found. Coolidge detectives conducted an investigation that found no evidence that a kidnapping or assault had even occurred. Solis reportedly admitted to police that he made up the story as an excuse to not have to work. He was arrested February 17th for false reporting to police.
Was he work High Time Electrical Buckeye? Is that where he worked?
I don't think so. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because if I had a boss like, Ryan Bryson.
Oh my God, this is pretty spectacular.
I kind of feel bad for this guy that he felt that his place of work was so bad that he had to kidnap himself.
Awesome, I gotta be honest. This is so.
Why is this awesome?
Because
this is sad,
like,
man.
There was nothing else. You couldn't call it. Like, there's no pandemic going on that you could say, dude, I don't feel very good.
How about I quit?
Nothing. There's nothing you could say to get a few days off to look for a new job or whatever it is. Not a thing. Instead, it's like, I am so desperate that I have to fake a kidnapping.
What's the reason he did it, though? Well, he just didn't want to go to work for a few days?
That's what he's saying, yeah, to avoid work.
How about this?
I don't feel good. I've got a fever.
I got a better one.
What?
Can't get off the pot. Got explosive diarrhea going on. Your boss is never going to say a word about that. I've said this for years. If you don't want to go to work, just say the explosive thing. You'll never have to. The boss will be like, oh, yeah, all right, I get it. You let me know. It's so easy.
Are you kidding
Becky
me?
Lynn, don't you think the explosive diarrhea is a much better way to go?
Good.
You know what I tell people?
What?
There's Imodium AD.
You're right.
I'll see you in here in a couple hours.
My
You'll
car won't start. I lost my keys.
I'll send you an Uber.
Huh. He's pretty good.
Let's make sure we don't work for
But here's
cash.
The thing.
He's pretty good.
I've got a headache and a little bit of a fever. Well, then you're going to have to quarantine for the next 14 days. Or get a negative test.
I stand corrected. That was a much better pandemic. It's much, much easier to get out of work
Kidnapping.
Now.
Kidnapping.
What if you got kidnapped by COVID? Who's stopping you? Hey, you want the best plumbing and electrical? I'm talking about, baby. Parkinson's Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau. They have brought us this phenomenal, incredible, couldn't be any better, Arizona Daily Download.
I think we should tell everybody about our on-air public apology.
Yeah, we had it.
To an Arizona mayor. And you really blew it here, buddy.
Yeah, you did.
We're going to talk about that. You'll hear it in a second. Plus, Ducey's not-so-love letter to the president. All right, stick around, everybody. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. Oh. Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
That is us.
We really blew it the other day.
We did.
So, hey, when we blow it, we make sure that there's a public apology. Isn't that right, Chad Benson?
We do. Well, let's be real. Okay, so let's just for a second. So we had the Yuma mayor on to talk about the thing that's going on down by the border. And
a lot more people coming in.
A lot more people coming in.
Things have been changed now in Washington, D.C. with how immigration is handled on the border.
He was very nice to come on and talk to us. And you know, a lot of it, too, was also about the coronavirus, because they're just, people are in there less than 72 hours. They're not even giving him tests, and they're just allowing him to go out. And
so be released into America.
And so people are having serious questions about that. Totally understandable.
Yeah.
Really nice guy.
Oh,
whatever his name is. And along the way... Well, we interviewed him because we did it off air, and he was nice enough to come on. I said his name right the first time, but you, with such vigor and venom, gave him a new name, and I thought, oh, I must have screwed up. So then I followed your new name, then you pivoted to yet another name, and by then it was out of control. Then we got off the air, and you said, I think we screwed up his name. I said, I think we did a whole bunch, and we started laughing because we were so bad, and you're like, don't say anything on the air.
And then he
the
said
first thing I did was say something on the air.
So here's what it sounded like yesterday when we invited this mayor from
so confident
Yuma
about his name
on the air to apologize. But you'll first hear us butcher his name.
Oh, yeah.
The Yuma mayor, Doug Nicholas, is joining us on KTAR.
Talking to Yuma mayor Doug Nicholas.
Yuma mayor Douglas Nicholas joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't really think so. We really, we are
butchered
not
his name yesterday.
We butchered his name. Joining us now is a guy that we owe an apology to. He is the mayor of Yuma.
Doug Nicholas.
Doug Nicholas. Not Douglas Nicholson.
No.
Doug Nicholas.
Not Nickelback.
Nothing wrong with Nickelback.
Mayor, we just want to say we apologize. We butchered your name. It's mostly Chad's fault, and I just wanted to apologize for him.
I appreciate that. Completely unnecessary. It's a lifelong battle, but it was more about the message and making sure I could get the situation out than it was correctly pronouncing my last name. But I do appreciate the time.
Hey,
I think
remember,
first time
Yuma Mayor Doug Nicholas is joining us on KTAR.
Talking to Yuma Mayor Doug Nicholas. Yeah, we were awful at that.
Yeah,
and, we're
sorry.
Again. But you were such a good sport, and we appreciate it so much, man. You have no idea how bad we are with names.
We felt the bad, so we wanted to
And your name's not even close to anything. You got to see the way we do some of the other stuff, man.
Brutal.
You are great, though. We appreciate you, and we'll love to have you on again to talk more about the border.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, that is
Doug
Yuma
Nichols.
Mayor Doug Nicholas.
We'll call him Dougie Nichols.
All right, so that was yesterday. we botched his name pretty good.
Yeah, we're not good at this.
No, I don't know why they put us on the radio in the afternoon. I just don't get it. I always ask, what are you thinking over there? What are these people here at KTAR thinking? I don't get it.
You know what? We're good people. It's just we're not the good in names, right? And I was always taught you just power through it. If you don't know what it is, you power through it. And never even. The problem is, though, you and I find humor in us screwing up far more entertaining.
Oh, I do too.
It's just way better. And we'll call ourselves on it.
But you know what? He is the nicest man.
Yeah.
And we just called his office yesterday and said, just come on and let us apologize because we're a bunch of buddies.
And he was like, no, we had to. We had to.
Coming up later today, we'll be talking to Mayor Kate Gallego.
Oh.
I believe, maybe. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. Okay. So, well, we were talking to, what's his
Doug
name? The Yuma mayor.
Nichols.
We were talking to him about what's happening at the border, and he goes, man, things have changed. And I'm like, really? Really? Things have changed? Yeah, things have changed. Okay, tell us what's changed. So, here's what we know. And I know that Governor Ducey's not happy with President Biden, and I don't blame the governor.
There's Brnovich, right? He's filed a lawsuit as well. I mean, there's lots of things going on.
There is a lot of things that Donald Trump did wrong, especially on immigration. There's not enough time to go through it, but there's also some things he did right. One of the things he did right was have asylum seekers stay on the Mexican side of the border.
Or the Canadian side.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
And it was a smart move. It wasn't mean. It wasn't xenophobic. It wasn't racist. No, it was just a good move. It takes something off of our plate here in America. And by the way, if you're in Central America and you're coming through Mexico, well, if you want to get to the United States, you should stay in Mexico. And then we'll figure out if you can get to the United States.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the things that Trump did right. Biden ended that program.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really bad move by the president. I know why he did it. It's just like when Trump tried to end everything Obama did. This is what presidents do. But Ducey wrote a letter and is unhappy about it.
Was it strongly worded?
I believe it was.
Oh.
And he has every right. Here's what Ducey said. Give me a heads up. And I know that Biden is very busy with COVID. And I've said it before. I think he's doing a really good job on COVID. I think the president's doing a great job on COVID. On the border, he's doing a terrible job. on immigration. And if you're going to change all these policies, you got to at least let the governor of Arizona know you didn't do that. So President Biden blew it there.
Huge. But we talked about it that night when he was debating in the second debate. And he says, I'm going to give a pathway to citizenship to this pretend number that we all keep saying, 11 million people.
Yeah.
And I said, no vote for me, sir. You will not be getting my vote. And it was, look, he's doing a bad job. And without, this is the other thing. People in D.C. are making decisions, especially when it comes to immigration, with states they have very little contact with outside of using them as a political, you know, tool when it comes to immigration.
Yeah. So Biden did it with an executive order. And think about the mayor of Yuma. Wakes up one day, everything's changed.
Yeah.
Did you give him? The one that I won't say on the air because I'll probably butcher his name again.
Doug Nichols.
Sorry. Did you give him a heads up? No. Did you give Ducey a heads up? No. You got to do that.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. I know you got a lot of cleaning up to do.
You should at least consult.
I agree.
Totally. All right.
Agree.
Hey, do you have the oldest AC? You can win a brand new high efficiency AC with an air purifier courtesy of Day and Night Air Conditioning. Text the word DAY. That's day, kids, to 411923. Enter now. That's DAY to 411923. Message and data rates apply.
Coming up next, the Capitol rioters have a new defense, and it might just work. Next.
The Biden. Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, you know the people who stormed the Capitol? They're all, you know, some of them are in jail. That QAnon
Shaman.
The Chewbacca's illegitimate son. He's in jail.
He's
apparently had a phone. Apparently got vaccine. He also has organic food that he's eating. He's better off in jail than he was out of jail. But they're all trying to figure out a defense. How, you know, they try and blame the former president. Okay. How about this for a defense? They let me in.
Yeah.
The cops let me in. And I just walked in. Is that a good defense or is this just hot garbage? Joining us now is KTAR legal analyst, Monica Lindstrom.
I've heard of her.
Yes. Monica, is this actually a good defense? They're blaming the police for letting them inside the building.
Well, it depends, right? That's what it is in the law all the time. It depends. I think really what they would have to do with each one of these cases is look at the totality of the circumstances. So if a crime has an intent element to it, like you went into the building, you intended to break the law when you went in, you intended to break something, steal something, you intended to storm the Capitol, then that could be a defense because they could say, well, yeah, I intended to do that, but they opened the door and just let me in kind of thing. And so I didn't commit any crime because they let me come in. So that could be a possible defense. But the prosecution can turn around and basically say, hey, what about the broken glass? What about the cops running? What about the officers that were around saying, don't do this, or screaming, or, you know, people saying, yeah, break down the door, or something like that. When you look at everything, how can you possibly say that you didn't think you were doing anything wrong? So that's the hurdle that they're going to come across or come up against, and that's a really tall hurdle.
Hey, Monica, because some of these people, I think they just were in the back of the crowd and everybody was moving forward. They kind of wandered in. That's much different than the likes of some of these people who did destroy stuff, who did fight. That's a tough defense. Whether they let you in or not, you still went in and broke a bunch of stuff. But some of these other people who just like I was wandering in with everybody else and I got lumped into it. That's a much easier defense for them, right?
I agree. I definitely agree. If they're not on cameras, they're not on video, and they were towards the back of the group, they might be able to say, look, I thought it was okay by then that I could go in. But again, the prosecutor is going to look at the circumstances and say, come on, jury, let's think about this. Common sense tells you that they're saying this, but they went down there to picket. They went down there to riot. They went down there to see what was happening. They were part of the chanting and the yelling and screaming, and none of that was positive, right? At least right outside the Capitol. these particular groups, they were saying some very not so nice and kind and peaceful things. Hmm. So that's what's going to happen. But it's going to be a little tough for the prosecutor, but I think it's tougher for the defendants, quite honestly. Now, there are some crimes, from what I understand, that are there on the Capitol grounds that do not require an intent. Quite honestly, if you're in the building or you're in a restricted area and you don't have the permission to be there, meaning you don't have the badge or something like that, no intent is required, and they can get you on that.
Monica Lindstrom's joining us. The Capitol rioters have a new defense. They're saying, hey, the cops just let us in. Do you think that the lawyers will say, hey, there are six Capitol police officers that have been suspended. There are 29 others that are being investigated for their alleged roles in the riot. Is that something
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point, because they can couple that with you can't charge me because they actually let me in. But then the prosecutors could turn around and say, well, you knew they weren't supposed to let you do that. And what, were you part of this conspiracy to now storm the Capitol and cause these problems? So there's a lot of variables here. And the prosecutors, they're going to have to look at each case individually. And they all have some things in common, but each person will probably be just a little different.
All right. Monica, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, you guys too. Bye.
All right. Legal expert Monica Lindstrom. I was going to ask her if she's going to stick around and listen to our next segment about how, you know, should you drink urine to avoid COVID? Because some people
Dr.
are actually...
Dr. Fauci telling everybody to do that now?
No, I don't think Fauci said it, but why would anyone do that?
Because people are stupid.
Why would you drink your own urine?
You know, when you're supposed to do that, Bear Grylls tells you all the time. You do it, you're out in the middle of nowhere. This is what you might have to do sometimes. It is what it is. But this isn't one of those times.
COVID is
not a reason.
All right, we're going to talk about who's doing it and why do they make their children do it too. Oh, this is just awful.
Oh, my God.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
We're going to post this on our Facebook and all of our Twitter and Instagram. It's just a picture of Ted Cruz on a beach, on a horse. Heroic Ted Cruz travels to Cancun, lassos the sun, and brings it back to Texas.
The memes are fantastic.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ted.
Yes, thank you for
the end of the day. Thank you.
Going to Cancun and giving us something to make fun of you about. My goodness. By the way, we'll talk a little Ted Cruz.
Excuse me. Yeah. Ted Cancun.
That's right. Did he really leave the family dog in his frozen house? Oh, no. Oh, geez. Oh, my gosh. You didn't think the story could get any worse. Maybe it did. Hey, do you remember when people were chugging disinfectant to make sure that they didn't get COVID?
And people told them to stop? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I was encouraging.
Oh, I know.
I mean, at that point, look, this is just Darwin saying, I told you guys.
If you do it once, do you really, you know, I don't know if you live past doing it once. Yeah. Didn't somebody cut themselves like wide open and take a wet wipe and say, well, let me see if this works.
I it's possible. Oh, at this point in time, you know, I don't know.
Got to hit the body. Hit the body with light. Right?
Super light. Not regular light? Nope.
Good Lysol.
That's right. Super light.
The inside
light.
Of people. So we knew that was happening. And you're just like, why would you drink disinfectant? Don't inject disinfectant into your body. Lysol actually had to come out and warn people. We would appreciate it if you didn't do that with our product.
It's like we've talked about it, right? Like, you know, you've got the Tide Pods. You had that.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Had the, now we had the Gorilla Glue. This is why we can't have nice things. Yeah. This is why we have to have commercials with warnings on it before.
Right. It's amazing. Don't, you know, the stuff that you wash your clothes with? Don't put the pod in your mouth and swallow it.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good thing. Well, we've got a mother that's trying to protect herself and her family from the coronavirus. And I don't know if you know this, Chad. Some people get duped by false information. So maybe she's on her Facebook page and, you know, she's looking around and she's like, wow, maybe I'll just, that looks like a good idea. So for a while now, she's been gulping down her own urine. Because she believes, Chad just put his head down. She believes it would protect her from the COVID-19 virus. Now,
remember that horrible guy that yelled at those people? earlier we were talking about?
Yeah.
If he would have yelled at this lady, "You're so stupid, lady, for letting your kids do that. You're an idiot." I
would have been like, "Yeah, that's fine. That's not so bad." This is how stupid that is.
It's bad enough that she was drinking her own urine. But then she says, "You know what? I also need to make sure my kids are safe." Oh, jeez. These poor kids have been drinking their urine. So she told officials she was convinced to drink her pee by a trusted friend and relative who was posting on Facebook.
Was he a shaman?
I don't know. Oh, my goodness. It's one thing if you do it. If you're stupid enough to do it, that's one thing. But if you make your kids do it, too.
Oh, I see. Her friend's Bear Grylls.
What is it? What's
you know
that?
Who Bear Grylls is?
Mm-mm.
How do you? Oh, okay. You know why? Because he doesn't decorate homes.
What is it?
But Bear Grylls.
He's a survival.
Guy. I know. I'm Bear Grylls, and I'm
and I should really
honestly
know that, right?
You don't know who Bear Grylls is.
No.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay, so Bear Grylls.
I barely know who you are,
what
Becky Lynn.
What's wrong with you, Gator?
Because he doesn't design homes in Belize. So, or
really
he's not on The Bachelor.
Am I really supposed to know who this is?
Yes, this guy goes out and he basically puts people in crazy, like he would say, "All right, I'm getting dropped off here. I'm in the middle of godforsaken nowhere. And now I've got to get back 6 miles. And, you know, but I can't walk through this. I have to climb over every tree and there's cobras and everything." And he does all this crazy stuff because he's a former SAS member. That's like special
sounds
services.
Very boring to me.
Oh, goodness me. And along the way, he decorates.
And he took celebrities in the last season.
Yeah, it's great. But he'll do stuff like, "Okay, I got this thing. It's like a dead bird, and I'm going to show you guys how to eat it just in case you get stuck out here."
So does he drink his own pee?
He did.
He did.
I don't like him. That's why I don't know who he is. What's his name? Bear what?
Bear Grylls.
Nah, I don't care.
My God. Listen up.